Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 384, top of the day to you, Gary.
Hello. Yes, bus down to Bondi, I think that one is.
Down to Bondi.
Down to Bondi.
So lots of tourists would probably know that one.
They'll get the 333, but yes, the 380 and the others go down there. Exciting stuff. I know.
333 from the city.
Yes, that's the town special. Hall. Yes, the special. The key.
Oh, okay.
Exciting things I fill my brain with.
Pop that down on the list of buses that go places in Sydney.
This pate is delicious.
Good pate, right?
Doing well, kicking goals with that one.
I'm not sure how much of my noise reduction is going to take away the oven singing to us.
It's a delicate tone.
That oven, it sounds a bit like a bird, doesn't it, tweeting?
Robin.
Yeah, oh yeah. Fucking Robin. There's a quiz today. I haven't made it.
Someone else on the discussion here might have prepared that
exciting.
One.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. And also I'm a little bit nervous because what if I get all of it wrong? The stakes are so high.
Having prepared it, I'm fairly confident it's in your ballpark.
It'll be all right. Okay, okay, fantastic, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Today we are not just eating pate, but in the oven there's wedges of potato with pork, like fillet, like loin, would you call it?
I'd call that a loin, yes.
And I slice it in chunks and then I put prosciutto around it and then that's sitting on top of the potatoes now with some chopped up tomatoes and some cherry tomatoes, which I got from the garden, which is very exciting, but I thought there were more of them.
Well, I've brought over a lemon and raspberry cheesecake.
Cannot wait. This is going to be so good.
I made it with really what you'd call leftovers. So don't ask for a repeat because it's definitely a one-off.
That's a shame. Okay. All right. So we hope that it's really good but not 125%.
Yes, because when you say you can't come over again without it, there'll be some sad faces.
It's going to be really awkward.
Yeah.
You've been watching things live.
In the flesh, correct.
I can't wait to find out what all of that is, but not before, of course, we get into a little bit of news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Just a couple. I wanted to talk about the fact that Love, Death and Robots, which is a Netflix series, is an anthology series. Oh. So it's different every time. Mm-hmm. Every episode is different and also the style is different because it's made by different people.
Right.
Every episode, kind of like your Black Mirror, I guess. A lot of it's animated. In fact, let me try and recall. I think all of it's animated.
Yep.
So all of the animation looks completely different to every other episode. Mm-hmm. And I love all the different people that they put in it. Rhys Darby this season. This is season four.
Yes.
Kevin Hart, John Oliver, Niecy Nash, and Mr. Beast, which I thought was an interesting one.
Mr. Bean. Oh, Mr. Beast?
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
The YouTube.
Famous YouTube guy. Yeah, he's in it.
They were talking about him on Gruen last night.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
Did they say that he was going to be in Love, Death and Robots
season 4? They did not mention that. It was funny that. Gruen usually talk about that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's exactly the kind of
thing. Big on media content.
So were they talking about the fact that he came here? Because he was here last year or something.
Yes, he did the thing at Sydney Opera House and they were talking about how he's developed now. Testing, I didn't pay that much attention. They're talking about how he's developed his audience base to be hundreds of millions from just working out what works and then following it. And now he's created his own brands. And he said that they were saying on the show that normal companies who go down the normal path of having a product and then selling it to their market, he's done it the reverse. He's got his market and then he's developed products.
That's clever.
And he's got these fans that support us. He'll just post something that says, oh, my market displays in some of the shops aren't good. Next thing you know, all his fans are down there fixing his displays
making it look okay in
Walmart or wherever they are. Wow. Make it look okay. He's doing amazing things. And the panel were just talking about how he's just turned the whole thing on their head and companies are looking going, we should do that.
Let's do that. Except we can't because we're coming from a completely different.
We are the opposite,
I think it's really interesting that someone that famous and that successful is someone that I only heard about once he was famous and successful. But I don't know. I mean, I know kind of what he does, but I only know him from that angle. This
He's
is a really
only
successful
in his
bloke.
Mid-20s.
He's so young.
He started at 13.
Good on him.
I'm 13.
What were you doing at 13?
I was just about to say, oh, coming home from school.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to go to hockey tonight. Boring. Piano lessons.
Do I have to go to tennis?
Far out.
Can't I just watch whatever I was
watching? Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah. Can I just watch a bit more of X-Files?
Yeah.
Again, another one.
I just want to watch the repeat episodes of I Dream of Jeannie. I'm not even that interested in it, but I'll watch
it.
It's on, so I'm going to watch it.
I mean, don't have to go out. And here this guy is out there creating a mega world for himself.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. I call it jealousy.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And I am. Yeah. That's exactly what I am. Speaking of jealous, I'm jealous that I'm not in America. That's a lie. But I'm I'm
really
jealous that I'm not at the 16th annual TMC Classic Film Festival.
Oh, I was just about to get tickets for it.
You probably can't because... Well, it's happening. They're going to see. If you want to go there, you will be able to go and see The Empire Strikes Back, which is quite old now. If you have a little bit think about it, that's quite an old movie.
Mm.
But not only that, they're also going to give you other massive blockbusters like Jaws, Back to the Future, Superman, all these movies that I had on VHS, on video, that Dad taped off the television but wasn't watching it, so didn't pause the ads.
The ads are still in it. And so you've still got ads for Joyce Mayan and Copper Art and Brashes.
And maybe like a Violet Crumble Bar or
Flake. Remember the girl walking with the white dress?
I remember that ad. I don't even know why I remember it. But
and P&O, Take Me Away, Lovely Lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of jingles.
That it was big on jingles.
Jingle time.
But when you go and see these films on the big screen, none of those wonderful ads are there
anymore.
They're
not in them anymore.
It's just really unfair.
Oh.
But you could go and see Apocalypse Now, Misery, Blade Runner, Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Fabulous Baker Boys. Remember Michelle Pfeiffer was in it?
I'd put it in the 90s.
Mamma Mia. So that's getting, I'd say even early 2000 for Mamma Mia, wouldn't you?
Remember, I worked in a video store.
Oh, okay.
It was in the video store when I worked there.
The Wiz.
Oh, that's old. That's 70s.
Blue Velvet. And 1976's Car Wash.
Oh.
A lot of films. And these are the kind of films that places like in Sydney, the Hayden Orpheum, have on all the time.
Yep.
And it makes you excited. You're like, oh.
I can't see that. Get a choc top.
Go and get a choc top. Go and watch a movie that you haven't seen in years without the ads. It's going to be super short. What a short ad.
I think it's half length.
Yeah, probably would be. And I like the fact that it's a whole entire film festival. That's fun.
That's a good film festival. I would go and get tickets.
I would go to that.
Except that it's in America.
Yeah, it's not possible. Sorry.
No.
We can't be doing
that. Write that off.
Sorry about that. Oh, I'm just thinking about that quiz again. I hope I'm going to be all right. You reckon I will be?
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Hey, I will just say, I saw, we know Charlie Pickering gets Margaret Pomerantz on and she does some gold reviews of some really
scathing
quality shows. And she did one last year, the year before, about maths, and it was one of her highest rating. She's just done another one about maths.
Because maths is on now, I think. Oh, it's just
now
finished.
It's on now.
Yeah.
I'll put it out there. Steph is listening now and going, you know, it's on series such and such. And she'll know 100%. And the latest is the one it's just gold.
It's worth it.
It's well worth it.
As long as you have an idea of what MAPS is about, you'll enjoy it.
Oh, you don't even have to have an idea of it. You just watch it. And she's saying there's these douchebags, there's these complete rhinos, and they all go into it thinking they're going to find true love, and they all come out. And her comment is, if only there weren't 11 seasons already where this exact thing happens every single time.
Who would have thought this would happen?
Who would have thought?
It's taken us all by surprise.
Well worth a watch.
Oh, that does sound a lot of fun. I was also shocked. We were talking, this is a while ago now, that the season 35 or something ridiculous of Big Brother in the US was happening. But then at the moment, I think there's a celebrity Big Brother in the UK happening. And the UK was the first Big Brother, if you remember. It had already happened by the time we got our Big Brother.
I remember ours wasn't the first.
It wasn't the first,
Okay.
And a show that's basically just watching people who are watching themselves in a mirror.
Mm.
The cameras are behind the mirror. And they're not allowed to leave anywhere or do anything interesting. And we've been watching it for 40 seasons.
The first one, two, maybe three seasons were interesting because it was just people who were genuinely nice people and they were just hanging around chatting.
Yeah.
And then now it's developed into something completely different where it's essentially a game show.
Yes.
Where they're just
influencers.
Yeah, that's right. They all want to go on to get a name.
Which is the same as maths, right? That's what they want to do.
Really? Aren't they looking for true love? No,
oh, sorry about that. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
None of them are Mr. Beast. Oh, they want to be. They really.
They all want to be Mr. Beast. Want to 100%. Be. 100%.
Okay, let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, you've been watching lots of things live, which you always do.
Love it.
And we had a bit of a look back at the list.
Yes.
And it was the end of January that you last gave us a list of things.
So it's been about 3 months. So I'm averaging 2 to 3 a month that I go and see. So I've got a handful that I'll talk about today. Nice. But there's some good stuff out there. So last time we chatted was just at the end of Sydney Festival because we talked about some of the things we saw there.
Yeah.
So we said that we'd seen the Wharf Review, we'd seen the Lord of the Rings show, we saw Jesus Christ Superstar, so we'd seen a few things. So since then, there's been more shows coming and going, so we've just been out and just seeing stuff. The other day we went and saw, I'm referring to Dale, who isn't here today, but we went and saw Guys and Dolls, which is the opera on the harbour, and
fun.
It's really good. I'd not seen the show before.
On the harbour?
It's the one on the harbour.
Is that kind of where
Where the cinema is sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's right there.
So you're watching and then there's the Opera House on the Harbour Bridge behind you.
So they're performing out basically on the water.
On the water, they are. There's a little pontoony islandy thing.
That's really fun.
And then there's this massive stage and then there's a crane above it. And then above the stage is the orchestra sitting like on a platform above it. And then there's a crane above that that brings in big props. So when they did Phantom of the Opera last year, they brought in the big chandelier.
Oh, of course.
And when they did Turandot a few years ago, they brought in like a pharaoh's head. And like they're just bringing enormous props.
What do they bring in Guys and Dolls? Because my memory of Guys and Dolls, which I've also watched, but I've watched it at a high school. It was a high school production.
Oh, probably similar standards.
Probably really, really similar.
Yeah.
But it's sort of set in like the 1920s or something in America.
I think it's post-war. Okay. So I'm going to say 30s or 40s. I think it might be post-depression, but I'm not sure.
No, it's not Chicago, but it's set in like a city in
America. I'm going to say Newark. But
okay.
But I'm not sure. I should have paid more attention.
You'll have to go back.
Yeah, Chicago, Detroit in New York, something like that.
Yeah.
The crane brings in. So there's the scene where they go down to Havana and it's all nightlife and
exciting.
Fun and pizzazz and exciting. And the crane brings in the big flashing light sign, the neon sign.
Oh, fun.
I'm bringing in something else later. I can't think what it is. Because there's all they're playing crabs, which I really didn't know what it was, but I assume it's some gambling game that involves dice.
Is that the one where they throw it down the table?
I'm just going to nod.
Because they're
people
probably
listening, I'm nodding.
Sure.
Meaning I don't know, but I suppose so.
It's on the harbour. Is that how Cody Simpson gets there every
time?
Yes,
he swims over. He does butterfly. It's excellent.
It's really good. In like full costume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. He's a really good singer. Hey, guess what? Newsflash.
Wow.
Cody Simpson can sing.
Because I feel like he was more famous for being a singer in the US than here. I think he went over there to pursue his career.
And I didn't really. I'm not quite in that demographic. Mm. I knew he was big.
Yeah.
And then when we were there, we did a bit of research and went, oh, he actually was enormous, really young.
Yeah, very young.
And he gave up his swimming early to do it and then went back to swimming for the recent Olympics because he had unfinished business. And he got some medals in the relay, so good on him. I mean, better than I can do. And I swim nearly every day.
You're always swimming. And you sing as well, just in the shower.
People are queuing up.
Yeah.
Queuing up. It's a great show.
It was really fun.
It's a really good show. There's some good songs in it. Yeah. I hadn't seen it before.
Oh, you hadn't? Okay.
No, every now and then there's a show that I haven't seen. I'm like, got to go give that one a nudge.
It's a classic, right?
Yeah. That was good. We went to the opera and we saw Cinderella. Now, I want to describe, for those people which is most people, who've never been to the opera, it's what I call entry level. We all know the story of Cinderella. It doesn't deviate from it. It's in English. It's simple. You can say that the 5 or 6 steps that happen.
Yeah.
She's with the wicked stepsisters. So she's with the stepmother. She finds out there's a ball on. She can't go to the ball. The stepsisters go. The fairy godmother turns up. Next thing, she's got a gown. She goes off. She loses a slipper. She comes home. Yeah. Prince walks around. Like, it's the story. There's nothing deviating from that. A lot of people took their kids.
Oh, that's cool.
The outfits were really good. Mm. It's a bit of a pantomime in the sense that the story can be hammed up a lot.
Yeah.
And that makes it funny. The opera, like the story presentation was really well done. Like, it was just really a great opera. And for someone who doesn't go to the opera, it's the sort of thing that I would say, give this a nudge, because it's entry level. You go in, you come out and you go, you know, I didn't quite follow all the songs, but, you know, the words are up there on the screen above.
So the words are up there. Okay, cool. Yes. Because in my, I've only been to one opera. Can't remember what it was. Was it La Boheme? I think it was. Anyway, in my, like, my assumption is, oh, most of them are in Italian, but not all of them. Is this one?
This one's in English?
English.
It's a French story. So we talk about the Marquis and we talk about, like, there's some words that come in and they'll say merci or thank you. Mm-hmm. So you know that it's a French opera, but they've anglicized it. But the thing's all in English. And yes, the words are still there in English, because sometimes some of the sopranos sing a bit high and you can't quite follow them. But the words are there. It's fun.
And that's really good.
At the end of the show, you look around and none of the kids were asleep. So it was good. There was some. There are a lot of heavier operas. This was easy, fun, simple, and short. Like, it was probably an hour and 20.
Because they can be quite long.
No, you can go for a while. And it's, if it's not that interesting, and
do you
I haven't got an issue with closing my eyes for a little bit. I'm just gonna
appreciating the music.
I'm just taking it in. Just want to. I don't want to distract the music by the visuals. So I'm just going to close my eyes. Did I just make a noise?
Was that part of the opera? Or is that me?
Why is everyone looking at me? No, I've never done that at all.
No, I've never seen.
Never done that.
I couldn't imagine.
We went and saw Candide, which was immediately before Cinderella. So that was like just after the Festival of Sydney. It's a French opera, again in English. It had Eddie Perfect in it. It's just a funny story about this woman that gets chased all around the world. She goes, one thing's in Buenos Aires, then she's in Madrid, then she's over in Lisbon, then she's here. And it's just a funny, simple, easy story. I mean, it's a bit complex. The complexities aren't relevant.
Sure.
So if you follow
you can
somebody,
still follow,
you just follow it. You and get essentially, as much as you can. They're just chasing each other around like a bunch of morons. And it's just fun. It's simple.
It sounds fun.
It's similar to Cinderella in that it's entry level, but you wouldn't take your kids to it.
Okay.
But it was good.
Yeah, nice.
Saw MJ the musical.
Ah, now that's why Steph is not here.
I knew it.
I didn't say she's not here.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to spoil it in case she's listening now while she's sitting in the theatre.
Sitting in it.
Because if she's
and
listening.
And I, you know, I'm editing on the fly.
That's right. Yeah. She's got a live. Is this for a bug? She's because Steph's my favourite. Just putting it up there.
Well done.
Thanks.
I think you're back on the Christmas
list. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I was a bit worried there. It's fun.
So it's Michael Jackson, obviously.
It's Michael Jackson. I described it to my brother because he had tickets as well and he doesn't go to stage shows. Okay. And his kids got it for him for his birthday. It must have been his birthday. Mm. And I said, in the scale of fine, okay, good, great. Great meaning I want to see it again in this season. Mm-hmm. Good meaning I'll see it again in the next season that it comes. Okay meaning it was good.
And fine meaning
I didn't walk out.
Okay.
Okay, I rated it a good.
Okay.
In the next time the show comes, I'll see it again. It's got all the songs you know. He did
a
lot of songs.
Is it about him?
Yes. Okay. Oh, it's the story of him preparing for the Dangerous Tour.
Ah, okay. So that was,
it was mid-90s.
Yeah.
It was mid-90s.
Yeah.
So that was, so it's, the Dangerous album had, Black and White, Remember the Time, it had Jam. You'll know the song. You'll know the song. But he's playing all the songs and then the story turns and then we get him growing up. So there's little Michael singing, Blame It on the Boogie. No, earlier than that.
Oh, really?
Sunshine, Blame It on the Moonlight.
Oh, okay.
Like early, what's the one that Mariah Carey did? Mental Blank. Just Call My Name and I'll Be There.
Oh, yeah. I like
so
that
he's
song.
Singing all these songs he did. So that's a background story. Mm. We're hearing about how Dad mistreated him. In that regard, it's similar to Tina.
Okay.
That
oh, of
whole
course.
Background
yeah.
Background of Dad being a bit abusive.
Now, how long ago did you see Tina? Was that last year?
It was last year. Oh, yeah.
Was there any crossover with cast?
I think so. Mm. Like, and similarly, there's a couple of black characters in Hairspray. So they were in it as well.
Yeah, right.
And I believe that later this year or early next year, Lion King's coming out, so you'll probably see them. So there's work out there.
Lots of work for stage actors and musical performers. Cool.
It was good. They didn't do the thriller in the same way. We all wanted to see thriller with the dance.
We
wanted to see the jacket.
Yeah.
And the jacket did come out at one point for something, but it was part of a bigger story. So we did a couple of lines from it.
Sure.
But the songs just keep rolling, and the whole time you're like, oh, it does have a lot, and that one.
He has a lot of songs.
They wedged a lot in there. It's, having said all of that, it's great, but it's good. I didn't rate it as great because it has to be endorsed by the Jackson estate.
Okay.
So there was no mention of some more nefarious things.
Which is why they finish it bad?
No, dangerous. And that was, well, I mean, that was his peak.
Yeah, okay.
But there's no discussion about things that have surfaced since then. Mm. And there's a second story going on, which is there's an MTV reporter that's coming to capture the background scenes. And so the whole story is about don't believe the media, don't believe the press, don't believe what you're hearing. And as you're hearing it, you're just hearing the estate saying, don't believe all that other stuff you've heard.
Yeah, right.
So that, I thought, gave it a bit of a turn that I went, oh, probably would have been better without that component, because it's just reminding you.
It's too obvious.
That they're trying to make you think, here's what you want to say. The other thing that I wanted to say that I saw was we saw Katie Noonan in concert singing Jeff Buckley's album.
Oh, cool.
Amazing. Like, Jeff Buckley is awesome.
And her voice, I mean, she is as well, but her voice is it's the kind of voice that you're like,
she could carry it off so well. She just did the album from cover to like one end to the other in the order of the songs.
Wow.
And every song you just went, oh, I love, this is my favorite. Oh, that's my favorite. Oh, it's just magic. She did that and she did it at a couple other concerts around the country, and she's going to bring it and tour around the nation, and she's going to go to Enmore and do a couple of.
Oh, nice.
So if you're listening out of Sydney, she's taking it around the country later in the year, or she's just planning to. But she's awesome, and I'd see anything that she did. So they're my live things that I've been to.
That's quite a list.
I did skip one or two as well.
Well, since I spoke last week, I've watched one thing.
Whoa.
Because I had to jump on board the Andor train, or should I say spaceship, season two.
Yes, I have seen that that's out, I'm keen to get onto it.
I was surprised because I can't remember – I mean, I remember watching Andor, but I just couldn't remember the episode lengths and in season one. So I was surprised when all of a sudden an episode finished. I'm like, oh. Because in my mind it's like one of those hour-long series. But I think it's probably 30-odd minutes, 35 minutes. Quite short.
Oh. But I've heard good reviews.
It is good. It's very good.
I'm saying it's one for the fans. I mean, they're all for the fans. But
yeah. This is the one for adults.
Yes, they're saying they're taking it back, and there's a lot of humor, like adult humor. And,
yes. Yeah, you don't – I mean, if
it's not
you
simple
know,
and gimmicky.
No, which is what a lot of Star Wars is, and that's why adults love it, because we loved it when we were kids, when we understood that. Like that it was exciting for us. But this has got Ben Mendelsohn, because he was in Rogue One, and this, of course, is Diego Luna coming up to that – point when Rogue One starts.
Is there any reference to my favorite Star Wars movie?
Are you gonna Caravan say of Caravan of Courage?
Yeah. Hoping there's a big tie-in, because
look, I haven't obviously finished the whole season, but maybe that's the
climax.
Yeah,
it'll be the climax.
I mean, it makes sense. Right?
I mean, every time I see Star Wars, I'm waiting for that Caravan of Courage reference, because it really is just the linchpin.
You know what? I think I need to watch it again.
It all falls apart. The whole universe falls apart without Caravan of Courage.
There's another Star Wars movie from around that era, and I saw it on Disney once, and I was like, how have I never heard of this? And I watched 20 minutes and I went, oh, even as a kid I would have thought this was lame. I don't remember what it was called, but it wasn't Caravan of Courage. We all know that
because it wasn't lame.
It was gold. Never lame. It was always
gold. Award-winning.
Always gold. Yeah, because we awarded it. But what I love it when people say, exactly, I love when people say, there's too much Star Wars now. And my answer is, if you don't want that to exist in your mind, don't watch it.
That's right.
Just watch the bits that
those of us that like it, yeah, love it. So, and if you don't, there's too much of other things that we could say, but we just don't watch it.
I don't watch it, so it doesn't exist in my mind. No. So it's fine.
Oh, it's too much reality television. Don't watch it, so I don't know.
That's right. There's too many bad news stories. Okay, don't watch the news for a bit, and then you'll be all right.
That's right.
It'll be fine.
Pull the shutters down. That's why we're not going to the US.
Everything's fine if you're not looking at it.
That's right. It's the same with all the people who are dissing Marvel. I mean, I'm neither here nor there about Marvel, but yeah, if you don't watch it, don't watch it. If you like it, go crazy.
I don't think I've watched a Marvel thing for quite a while, but it wasn't because I was boycotting. It was just like,
there's a lot of things out there.
I finished watching that.
And you've got to pick what suits you.
You do.
There you go. And if words of advice. Write that down, kids.
I want to rewatch The Golden Girls, which I have been rewatching. I will.
When you were asked last week, what would you rather, Golden Girls and Ave Fab?
You knew the answer, didn't you?
I knew the answer, yeah, but I had to think, that's like cutting your arm off to save your life.
I was trying to make it rather difficult, but I also really wanted her to get it right.
But I really want my arm. Like, I really want it to work out.
It was obvious, but the correct answer was said. Yeah. I'm also thinking of potentially rewatching Kimmy Schmidt, which is on Netflix. That's that Tina Fey. Might be time to rewatch that one. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
It's been ages. That was when we first got Netflix, I think.
I'd have to think back.
About maybe 2018 or 17, something like that. It's old.
No, it'd be older than that. Oh, when you first got Netflix. I thought you were saying when Netflix first came out.
Oh, America had it years before us.
And
well,
I don't mean the original Netflix.
Oh, right.
I'm talking about, because I think back to when Stranger Things started. That to me was the beginning of Netflix.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black, all that sort of stuff. Long time. Look, I've enjoyed speaking about all of those things or listening to you speak about them. Have you got any coming up so that we can get excited?
Yes, I've bought tickets to the comedy festival's coming up.
It is.
So I'm looking, I've got tickets to, this is why I write things down.
Yeah. But it's good because it's different, right?
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy is different
Joel
to
Creasy,
all the things
that Reese Nicholson.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Looking at Bob Down.
Yes.
And I'm looking at Nazim Hussain.
Yes.
I'm still trying to think of the one.
He's been doing a lot of stuff.
He's been doing a lot. He gets out there.
Yeah. But Bob Down would be fun. So it is Bob Down?
Yes,
Bob
Down.
The Bob.
Luke Heggie is the guy that I have bought tickets to. I just had to think, I've seen wherever he goes. He's been on Charlie once or twice.
Yeah.
He's got a really dry sense of humour. He's all those others that I said, this will surprise you, they're all very gay. And they target an audience that I might find myself aligned to. Huh. Luke is into that camp, but I just like him because he's really bogan and he's really just, this is how Aussies are. I went, yeah.
Really good fun.
So there's some good stuff. And there's heaps, like there's so many to choose from. Go crazy. It started. The opening nights were.
In my mind, it's always May.
Melbourne's has just finished.
Oh, so then they jump straight over.
Easter, and then ours starts Anzac.
Yeah.
So it's going, and it goes until pretty much the end of May.
Yeah.
So my tickets are later on.
Nice.
So they're going now, and the next tickets I'm looking at getting to shows are probably going to be. I'm not going to see Annie, and I'm going to think of things I'm not going to see. Probably Book of Mormon when it comes up. That's probably the next
one. That was good fun.
Oh, that's hilarious. I'll take my nephews to that. They're old enough now that I can get. Yeah. I mean, they would have just chuckled before. Mm-hmm. Now they'll get it.
They'll get the jokes.
They'll be like, yeah. Yeah, was good.
And it's fun because I went in not knowing anything about it. And it's fun to go in not knowing. I mean, I didn't know the storyline, sorry. Yeah. I had no idea what the storyline was about. And other fun things that were not part of the – it was just fun things that were part of our experience that I may not talk about here.
No. I get it. We were there together. It was funny. I mean, they're the guys that wrote South Park.
Yes.
So if you've watched South Park, that's the humor. If you've watched Team America, you know the humor.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the humor.
That's it.
So you'll be slightly offended if you're
not
thinking
prepared.
Something. But if you're ready to go with the humor, then it's just hilarious. So good times.
That'll be good fun. I can smell that pork.
I know.
Therefore, I think maybe it's time for a quiz.
Quiz time. Absolutely. So nervous.
Oh, look, my hands are shaking because I'm doing like jazz hands.
Yes, you have.
And
you
all
are.
That jazz.
Now, what I've done is I've created a quiz and it's different. It's different to what you normally do.
Good.
I'm going to actually give you 10 answers.
Oh, it's like Jeopardy.
Fun. And then I'm going to give you, so what we have are 10 schools.
Yes.
And 10 movies or TV shows.
Yes.
I'll give you the 10 shows.
Yes.
And then I'm going to read out the school and you say which of those it comes from. So I'm going to give them to – actually, I'll let you read out the 10. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay.
Write them down. So you're going to read out the 10 shows.
All right. So these are the shows that have schools in them. Glee, Riverdale, Grease, Happy Days, 90210, Hairspray, Heartbreak High, Sex Education and Neighbours. This is good. Okay. This is kind of almost like a clue.
It should also have High School and Musical.
And High School the Musical.
So I'll go through and I'm going to give you what I think is the easiest.
Okay.
And if you want to cross them off your list when you get one right, so you're narrowing it down.
This is on a serviette, by the way.
Clearly I thought about this earlier. So we're going to start off with the easy ones.
Yes.
Riverdale High School.
Oh, would that be Riverdale?
Oh, my goodness.
That first season had Luke Perry in it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or maybe the second as
Having
well.
Having said that. Mm. Beverly High.
West Beverly High is 90210. That was filmed in Beverly High.
Oh.
Beverly Hills High, sorry. But they pretended it was West Beverly. It doesn't exist.
Another easy one.
Yes.
I think. Erinsborough High.
Yes, Neighbours. I was really hoping that was going to be in there because it's warming me up. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these I may not know and I'm just going to have to deduce.
Deduce. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit narrower now.
Okay.
Rydell High.
That's Grease.
Correct.
That's Grease.
We're narrowing it down.
It's the word.
Okay. McKinley High.
Oh. I feel like, is that Hairspray?
No.
Is it Glee?
Yes.
Glee.
Good. Maroubra Bay.
Heartbreak High?
Heartbreak High.
The TV series from the 90s was filmed, no, it wasn't filmed at Beacon Hill, but it was using a lot of Beacon Hill High School students.
Oh, okay. So the shows we got left are?
We've got Happy Days, Hairspray and Sex Education.
And High School and Musical.
And High School and Musical, that's right.
I did write a list.
I'm just going to pop that down there.
Just break that up on
the list there. High School Musical.
Yeah. Okay, playing along. Patterson High.
Okay, Patterson High. Oh, gosh. I feel like I've actually seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sex Education?
No.
Hairspray?
Yes.
Hairspray. Because the one I haven't seen is High School Musical, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen Sex Education. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, we got Happy Days as well. Okay.
Jefferson High.
That's Happy. Ooh.
Yes, it's Happy Days. Yes, I'll give that to you.
Okay.
So we've now got
Sex Education and High School the Musical.
East High.
Is that High School the Musical?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So if I said Moordale.
Moordale it is. That's right. I was really hoping that when you said it, I'd be like, that's the one. Because I've seen Sex Education, but I was just like, what is the name of it? Rydell High. Right, say Rydell is the famous one right
yes,
there.
Yes,
Rydell. It's the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah.
That was a good quiz.
Thank you very much.
Do you want your napkin back?
Oh, if I could, please. I want to frame it when I get home.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Great. That's great.
Look, thank you for being here. This has obviously been a lot of fun. And I got 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Australia.
Oh, Australia, we give you 10.
But I do have to go and put those mushrooms, leek and spinach on now.
They do
in the
need to go
in.
And we need to
get
back to the pate. It's over there. It's out of arm's reach.
All the way
we
over
have to look at it the
that's
whole
so
recording.
Unfair. So, Gary, on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.